Artificial engineering, or how architecture ate the engineer. Architecture makes a world of difference in software development. You can ask your AI to help you upload files into your web app, or, like I did yesterday, to create a virtual file system. And as my AI pretty much moved out of my house until Thursday when my usage rights return, my first post virtual file system request was to create a VFS copy command that takes a folder with normal files and puts them inside a JSON file. Shortly thereafter, I saw a copy of my sample files in my web page, inside a program that looks very much like a leading code editor. Yeah, you can upload files into a browser web page, but if you think bigger, if you use the word architecture when talking to your AI, you can do so much better. The VFSCP command works both ways, so after I edit files in my app, I can download the file system to my disk and copy from the JSON to real folder. For the stray engineer that wanders into this text and grabs his head, don't worry, I thought of everything. Gzip streams the VFS, and I have diffing and journal support. It is a real VFS, fully featured with JSON volumes. 2026 is the year of the smart AI, and that takes you far beyond just learning to code. Because now you can give your AI a powerful follow-up question. How would an engineer do it? And whatever your app is, it becomes 1,000 times more for it. This is the new opposite of vibe coding, letting the AI be the architectural engineer. Not just get the stuff done, which it does very well this year, but get stuff done in a frighteningly powerful way. I have been working on various kinds of virtual file systems forever, and I would always design them manually, piece by piece. But I could never integrate them into my apps. Either the app or the VFS would just mentally exhaust me. And after my rest, which could take many weeks, I would return many times smarter, like 3 times smarter, knowing how to do it better, but now also knowing that my mind can't do the system integration between the app and the VFS. Again, in 2026, what used to take 8 months takes a slow AI 17 minutes. And it does it so perfectly well that the engineer part of me weeps, maybe bleeds. Though in that cute anime way where the blood streams out of the nose from the stress of the moment. The sooner you face it, the better off you are going to be. Engineers have been out-engineered by artificial intelligence. But they still have a place, and more importantly, time. Time to teach. How important the great science and art of engineering is. Lastly, I would like to caution you. People are trying to trick you by saying AI does a bad job. For every bad AI job, there is a pretty good fix. Vibe coding is highly questionable, no doubt, but without vibe coding, we would not see the power of artificial engineering as clearly today. Furthermore, a new kind of troublemaker has recently emerged. These folks say that using large language models is not developing AI. Don't call it creating AI. They mean to say that unless you are developing the actual large language models, you are not developing the AI, you are just wrapping it with programs. But this is false. AI thinking, AI tool use, WebMCP, all of that is development of artificial intelligence. And I bet that artificial engineering with your AI will end up enhancing AI as a whole. I will leave you with a use case to ponder. You know how some people have trouble with self-checkout? The engineers. The computer, which is intelligent enough to handle money, so let's not put it down as being dumb, uses a human to fix the engineer who can't check out using a simple machine. So this simple AI puts a human in the checkout workflow. Yeah. In the computer world, you do it the other way around. Instead of writing a spell checker, you just send the text to the AI. So what was once a computer program in the flow of document publishing can be replaced with some extra prompts and a couple of checks by a generic, infinite complexity machine, the AI. And as you and your AI work on engineering systems, be mindful that you can just rip a component out and stick in an AI in its place. That may just be the way of the future. Shaping infinite complexity machines to do exactly what you need them to do is not a great engineering challenge. But the systems such a technique would create be almost by definition of infinite power and infinite complexity and infinite potential for growth. Maybe that is the way of the future. The world needs a new class of engineer, one who isn't afraid to rise. And you're it.